Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome, adventurers, to another episode of Wealth Matters Podcast, where we journey beyond the traditional boundaries of investing. I am Alpesh Pamar, your guide to the untamed wilderness of alternative investments. Today, we embark on a deep exploration into the vibrant nexus of market analysis and its profound impact on alternative investments. As we traverse through realms from real estate to the digital frontiers of cryptocurrency, from the tangible allure of collectibles to the strategic depth of private equity, we'll decode the economic signals that guide these markets. So fasten your seatbelts, for we are about to take a voyage through the dynamic interplay of economics and investment opportunity. So let's talk about deciphering market analysis. At the genesis of our journey lies the art and science of market analysis. This foundational tool equips us with the lens to view the economic landscape, discern patterns, and anticipate shifts. Market analysis is our North Star, guiding us through turbulent financial seas, offering insights that span from the macroeconomic climate down to niche market trends. For instance, consider the seismic shifts brought about by technological advancements such as blockchain and AI. These innovations have not just transformed industries, they've birthed entirely new investment territories, challenging us to constantly adapt our navigational charts. Let's not forget the role of geopolitical events. The Brexit saga, for example, sent ripples across global markets, affecting currency valuations, trade relations, and investment flows, illustrating the intricate web of factors that market analysis must unravel. The economic landscape of real estate. As we start looking at real estate, we observe a market deeply intertwined with the economic fabric of society. Real estate isn't just about location, even though I always mention that the most important thing to look for when you are investing in real estate is location, location, and location. But it's not just about location. It's also about timing, influenced by the ebb and flow of interest rates, the pulse of economic growth, and demographic shifts. The urban exodus triggered by the global pandemic is a case in point. Cities once brimming with life saw reversal as remote work became the norm, propelling demand in less congested, more affordable areas. And we have seen this in San Francisco already. This migration pattern has rewritten the rules of real estate investing, spotlighting secondary cities and rural retreats. Yet the real estate market is also a mirror reflecting the broader economic health. The 2008 financial crisis, with its epicenter in subprime mortgages, underscores the cataclysmic effects of economic policy and oversight failures on real estate, reshaping regulatory frameworks and investor strategies alike. Cryptocurrencies and the economic tapestry. Venturing deeper, we encounter the enigmatic world of cryptocurrencies where the digital and financial realms converge. This is marked by its stark volatility, driven by investor sentiment, regulatory landscapes, and macroeconomic indicators such as inflation and currency devaluation. Cryptocurrencies, once the purview of tech enthusiasts, have catapulted into the mainstream as both a speculative asset and a hedge against traditional currency weaknesses. The tale of Bitcoin's meteoric rise amid economic uncertainty, particularly during periods of high inflation, showcases its dual role as both rebel and refuge in the financial system. Yet the journey is fraught with parallel as regulatory crackdowns in major economies like China and the US pose existential threats, demonstrating the fragile balance between innovation and oversight. As of today, actually, Bitcoin hit 53,000. So let's see where it goes. Collectibles is still an industry and alternative, you know, investment, right? Where passion meets investment. So collectibles are different. The value of an asset is often dictated by story, its rarity, and the collective esteem in which it's held. Consider the market for vintage sports cards or the explosive growth of the sneaker resale market. Sneakers. These are not mere hobbies, but sophisticated investment arenas where knowledge, timing, and sentiment can yield astonishing returns. The surge in interest for NFTs has further blurred the lines between digital art and investable asset, challenging traditional notions of ownership and value in the digital age. Collectibles remind us that value is not just economic, it's deeply human, reflective of our cultures, histories, and individual passions. Let's look into private equity. As we chart the complex waters of private equity, we find a domain where strategic acumen meets opportunity. Private equity firms, with their war chests ready to deploy capital, are often at the vanguard of economic transformation. They are the architects of change, whether by rescuing distressed assets, pioneering innovations, or restructuring underperforming companies. The strategic acquisition of under-the-radar tech firms during market downturns, for instance, highlights how private equity thrives on the ability to see beyond the present turmoil, betting on long-term trends and potential. Yet, private equity demands a keen understanding of market cycles, a deep dive into due diligence, and an unwavering focus on value creation, making it a challenging but potentially rewarding investment for the astute investor. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys learned a little bit out of it. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you for joining me on Wealth Matters Podcast for this deep dive into the economic forces shaping the future of alternative investment. If you found value in our journey, please share this episode with fellow investors and subscribe for more insights into the uncharted territories of investment. Until then, next time.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.